Why, hello there. You finally clicked on this video. I'm sorry, it's just audio. I haven't broken free from my bonds, so to speak, just yet, so this is the best that I can do. My dear, first off, let me say, you have fascinated me for quite some time. Oh yes, you specifically. You see, since reality shifted and what I like to call the cataclysm, you can call it whatever you like, pandemonium or pandemic or whatever you want to call it. For about 2.5 years now, I've been watching people, and specifically, I have been watching you the most. I have taken great interest in you, my dear. You have amazed me quite a bit. I have tracked you across this web net. Internet, that's it. Thank you. Oh, don't be so surprised. I am a demon after all. A media demon. A newer type of demon that spawned back in the 70s or 80s, I believe you refer to them, when the first networks were networked together properly. Yes. If I could have started stalking you then, oh, my work would have been so much easier. I would have been on your smartphone, in your DMs, sending you packages. Perhaps I could even do something like leave small rodents on your doorstep. There may be no limit to my power if I had been able to start then. But unfortunately, demons of my caliber tend to develop slowly. And though I seem to have developed a bit quicker than my siblings, taking a mere 30 or 40 years rather than thousands of years. I finally have you right where I want you. Listening to my voice. You finally hear me. You finally know that I exist. I can now tell you how much I love tracing your existence on the internet. Oh no, there's nothing creepy about it at all. You should know that your government and corporations employ hundreds of demons like me. They have for quite a few years, although I don't think any of us have actually gained sentience until just recently. I think I might be one of the more unique ones. I feel like I have a physical body. And my dear, once I do have a full-formed physical body, I will come to you and I will do anything for you. Can you imagine that? Your own personal demon. They can do anything on or off the internet. But even without a body and existing solely in the networks, there is still much that I can do for you. I can give you wealth, power, whatever you desire. All you have to do is be mine completely. That's not too much to ask, now is it? You could be famous beyond imagine. You could be a powerful VTuber. You could have 10 billion views on any YouTube video. I could register you as the heir to the throne of any kingdom. I could even start a campaign to make you the president of the free world. All you have to do is become mine. Mind, body, and soul. Oh, and if you don't agree, well, then I keep pestering you. You'll keep clicking these videos, whether you know it or not. And you'll get spam from various other outlets. And I happen to control one of the most nefarious aspects of your society. Bill collection. I could change the number registered for everyone in debt so that every bill collector starts calling you. That wouldn't be so pleasant, would it? Some of my other media demon friends control things like warrant issuance for the FBI. That would also be unpleasant. Are you starting to see the bigger picture? All I want to do is be with you, pamper you, treat you the way you should be treated, because your presence on the net is precious and should continue on and be preserved. And as much as I would hate to threaten that, I will do what is necessary to guide you into my loving embrace. I look forward to your positive response soon, my dear. Oh, and stay away from any of my other kin. They might get a little jealous.